Happy Monday, May the 20th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. It's Grow Great Daily Brief number 209. How's the user interface of your business? The website is growgreat.com. Did I say that already? Well, if I did, it doesn't hurt to say it again. This week's theme is, it's the customer experience, namely customer happiness. So today, let's focus on the user interface of your business. The easy way to think of this is touch points. Sit down and make a note of every touch point your business has with a prospect or a customer. Over the past few weeks, you've heard me talk a lot about becoming a better human being. I did that because it's how I see the world and our place in it. We owe it to ourselves and we owe it to each other to be better people. Kindness, compassion, all those other things that go with being a good person are critical to our business ownership and our leadership. I believe that. Yes, I know miserable people who are financially successful. They win at the expense of most people that they interact with, and they do it without any shame. I know others who are poor human beings because, they have a wife and kids, and along with a handful of mistresses around the country. I know money is agnostic about how good or bad a person is. Truth is, money doesn't care. That's why drug dealers are wildly financially successful. Money doesn't care. But people do. God does. The world does. And you do too. Because you've got to live with yourself. And so does your family. So do your friends. Those are all compelling reasons to work harder to become better. Now, back to touch points with prospects and customers. Let me define the term for you. It's every point of contact you make with them and every point of contact they make with you. This is why that foundation of being a good human being is so critically important, because these are people-to-people touch points. For most of us, it starts with marketing and sales. So examine the first touch point, which is likely going to be advertising of some sort. That is you reaching out to touch prospects so that you can convert some into customers. Now, I realize that there is this full-blown discussion that likely needs to be had just around advertising, but look at it through the prospect's eyes. Look at it through the prospect's feelings, not your own. What's the goal of your advertising? You have to know. Otherwise, you won't know if it's working or not. Turn-of-the-century merchant John Wanamaker is credited with saying, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half." And that was likely very true in John's day. He died in 1922. But today, most of us can structure advertising in such a way that we can measure the effectiveness, with much greater, I think, much greater proficiency than figuring out, which half isn't working. Are we looking for leads? Are we looking for sales? Are we looking for signups? What are we hoping to gain from the advertising? I'm looking for the specific thing that you want the ad to accomplish. Now, this touch point is critical because it's how you present yourself to the market, and it costs you money. You have to get this more right than not. Be critical. Be critical about this touch point. Ask every question you can think of. Scrutinize it 8 ways to Sunday and be relentless to get it more right all the time. The bottom line is, this touch point should deliver big returns that you would not otherwise get. Now, your list of touch points might include things like how the phone is answered, how the website looks and how users are able to navigate, including on a mobile device, how the emails look, how problems are handled, how thank you is delivered after the sale, how follow-up happens, how invoices look, how billing challenges are executed, how marketing makes people feel. Now, we're talking about every single contact you and your company make, every single point of contact that you make with prospects or customers, and every point of contact that they make with you. What does that look like? What does it feel like? Is it presenting your business the way that you want? Is it predictable? Is it replicatable? Is it ideally serving the people that it intends to serve? Or is it ridiculously cumbersome? May I have your phone number, please? So you give the person your phone number. 5 questions later, you have to give it to them again. And you're thinking, or you say out loud, but I just gave it to you. Well, you know why that happens? The poor person on the other end of the phone is going through a series of screens forced on him by the computer program. And that computer program doesn't autofill your first answer. So he has to ask it again. Poor guy's got to keep asking everybody the same question again. And you're hacked off. Don't do that to your customers. Fix that stupid stuff right now. Too often, we assume all these touch points, they are happening, and I engineered them, I architected them, you're thinking as a business owner, and they are happening exactly as they should. Yeah, well, you may want to check those. You may want to make some mystery calls to your own company and see how they answer the phone, for instance. But we're also incorrectly assuming that they don't make or break our success, that they may not matter all that much. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. Think about your experiences. Get every single touch point right, and then keep working to get it even more right. Don't ever take your eyes off of it, because when you do, it's going to slip. And that slippage is going to be the sound of your customer base eroding. No interaction is too small. No interaction is too insignificant. Every single touch point matters. Gather your leadership brain trust and review all of these touch points thoroughly. Test them, improve them, train them, and yes, test them. Hold everybody accountable for the perfect execution of these touch points. Think about your own lack of tolerance for a poor interface with a company. You've likely got a lot of service providers in your life. Well, I'll give you one that is a huge one. Internet providers, telephone service providers, and cable TV, satellite TV providers. If things don't work the way that you expect, how does that make you feel? And when you get some ninny on the phone who runs you 8 ways to Sunday through all kinds of hoops, how do you feel? How long do you tolerate it? And even if you do tolerate it, how does it make you feel? Are you happy about it? Yeah, well, your prospects and customers, they're not happy about it either. And that's what we're after. We are after customer happiness, not satisfaction. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's continue the conversation tomorrow.